Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is a special edition of Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherrell, America's favorite Southern Belle, and I am so thankful that you have joined me this afternoon. Oh boy, what an afternoon. It is stormy in Atlanta, and I do not do storms, okay? I don't do storms. Rain doesn't bother me. Thunder and lightning bother me. So just not happy about that. Otherwise, it's a very beautiful day. This special edition of Real Talk Radio, our special guest will be Audacious of Audaciously Speaking out of Texas. And I'm super excited about the show today. So excited. Well, before we get to our special guest, let me just tell you that right now, I want my BlackBerry to go play in some traffic. I'm not happy with my BlackBerry at all. It is deleting my contact log, and everyone with a cell phone knows that no one knows numbers anymore. You don't know who's calling, you know, without your phone contact log. So I'm upset that my BlackBerry has decided that I no longer need my contacts and has decided to delete them. Took the phone to Verizon this morning. The girl, like, you probably just want to do a warranty claim on it. No, I want you to fix my phone. That's what I want. That's why I pay my money every month. I want you to fix my phone. I do not want to do a claim. I don't want to replace it because I'm holding out for the iPhone. Everyone at Verizon talks, you know, in some weird tongue that I don't understand anytime I ask about the iPhone, but I know that they know that they're getting it. And I just want them to know that I know that they're getting it. Quit playing games, Verizon. Just tell me when the phone is coming out so I can make my decision. Otherwise, it has been an eventful week in Atlanta for me. Open mic on Monday, which that is always fun. And I had a book signing yesterday in Nubian Books. Those of you who came by to just say hello. Those of you who were just meeting me for the first time and joining me on the air today, I just would like to say thank you. Your presence made my day. So, you know, it was an eventful week. Nothing wrong with book signing, open mic. Keeps everything going. I don't really think there's been anything else that interesting that I've even read about this week. One thing I will say is that life is completely a roadmap, and I've been telling people this all week. It is completely not a roadmap, it's a road trip, I'm sorry, and you have to use your map. So continue to look for the blog that is coming at the end of this week about that. Life is a road trip. You have to trust your map. So, and those of you who have not read my blog from last week, Orange Juice and Lemonade, you want to read it. I promise you the blog is really going to make you ask questions about yourself, make you ask questions about life. So continue to look for those things from week to week. So, again, those of you who are just joining me for the first time, I am Kay Sherrell. The show is Real Talk Radio. Normally the show airs at 11 o'clock, but because the guest is from Texas today, I felt like it was only fitting to push it back a little bit and bring you a special edition of Real Talk Radio so that the listeners in Texas and elsewhere, you know, would have a better time to actually listen to the show. So the special guest today is Audacious, and I met her. She's a phenomenal poet, empowerment speaker. I promise you her words definitely, they change you. You rarely meet people who just by simply listening to what they have to say, it changes you. It changes your thought process. It changes your outlook on life. But Audacious is one of those few people who can really change all of that for you. So I'm just so excited that she is going to be on the show today. If you're on the internet listening to the show, if you'd like to call in, make comments, ask questions, the guest call-in number is 646-595-4522. Again, the number is 646-595-4522. And those of you who are listening that are in the area, you know that I have recently moved the show to broadcasting it from Barnes & Noble. I don't know, something about being in Barnes & Noble always inspires me. It doesn't really inspire me to read a full book, but it does inspire me in other ways. So if you are in the area, you know, come find me. I am in Barnes & Noble hiding out, so you'll have to kind of scour about the store to come and find me. I'm not going to make it that easy for you, but definitely stop by and say hello. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring Audacious on the air. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hey, this is Mike Gwynn. This is not Audacious.
Oh, well, hello, Mike.
How you
doing?
How you doing? I'm fine. I called because our boss, Audacious, told us to call and say hi to you and connect with you on the show. So I think she's at a 682 number. If you see it up there, click her on.
No, actually, your boss is not on with me, but you are.
You're
so
kidding. Yeah, what's up?
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and you have a very, very, very eloquent radio voice. I love your radio voice.
Thank you so very much. That is so flattering. I always wonder how I sound over the air.
You know, you sound brilliant. I can imagine that you have a lot of listeners with that smooth voice of yours. I really appreciate, you know, someone like you being on the air.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate a listener like you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas, from Dallas, Fort Worth. Audacious and I and another poet by the name of we're hosting the show Sunday. It's called The Evolution of Spoken Word, and she wanted to come onto your show and just be guests and listeners and offer feedback and help promote her show here in Texas Sunday night in Capel.
Sounds wonderful. And so you were just studious. You were on it. You were the first one that popped in. I was like, let's talk. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
So you're a poet or a musician?
I've been known to do a little something in the past, but more so hosting and promoting and you know, working with the kids mainly. Now, I still dabble in poetry a little bit. I host an open mic or two around the way, but mainly just being a part of the vision of people like Audacious for brilliant shows, which is bringing all the poets together and bridging this gap. So you know, and slowly tearing away at that pettiness that's goes on in the spoken word. So I'm trying to be a part of that movement right now.
That is wonderful. So let me ask you this. Can I get you to maybe do a little piece for us on the air? Will people
you want me to start right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I'll do a little snippet of a poem. I like to take up a lot of time because I love listening. And with a voice like yours, I'll be here for a minute. I'll be listening to you. So the title of this piece is called Every Day. It's a little snippet. Here it goes.
Okay.
If I could capture a rainbow, I'd wrap you in my favorite colors and paint you perfect. And if you truly knew you the way I do, you'd know why I'd get down on my hands and knees, reach inside my soul, gather moonbeams and starlight, arrange them in a beautiful bouquet, place them at your feet and say, I grew those for you. And every day, all I do is think of ways to do and say more than I did the day before to tell you how much I miss you. And right now, all I want to do, all I ever want to do, is to taste you Tuesday, wake you Wednesday, quench your Thursday, sip Friday, then sit Saturday sipping your Sunday till Monday. You see, I want to love you every day.
Okay, I'm in love. I'm in love. I love that piece. That is wonderful. Well,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm honored to be on the show, and I'm hoping up my promoter slash boss slash poet slash friend Audacious and Kia D come on, because she said, y'all make sure. She just texted me like 2 minutes ago. But anyway, I appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
That is wonderful. That I'm telling you, I'm loving that piece. So very quickly, though, tell us where we can find you, because I definitely need to read more of your work, hear more of your work.
Well, you know, you can find me at MikeGuinn.com, at www.MikeGuinn.com, or just Google Fort Worth Poetry Slams, and you'll find me. I'm on Facebook, I'm on MySpace, on Twitter, all that good stuff. But, you know, I'll just reach Audacious at Audaciously Speaking, and I'm on her Facebook page.
Oh, you're on her Facebook page?
I am, yes.
Well, then how come we aren't Facebook friends?
I don't know, but we will be, because I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you.
I am on there. I have a regular page. I have a fan page. You definitely need to send me a request, or I'm going to find you, and I will send you a request.
Well, you know what? As soon as I have a show at 2 o'clock, so I'm not going to be able to stay long. But as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'll use my phone. I heard you talking about your BlackBerry needs to go play in the traffic. Mine is still functional. Mine is still functional enough for me to go to Facebook and add you immediately.
Yes, please do. That part of my phone is still working, but yes, I did say I want my BlackBerry to go play in traffic. I do mean it. Rush hour traffic.
Yeah,
I was on
listening to you, and I hear you.
That is wonderful. Audacious.
Is she there?
Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I am going crazy, but I'm good. I'm good. I'm super busy trying to get the show ready for tomorrow, so I'm all over the place, but I'm good, though. Pretty excited. I'm glad to be here.
I understand. Mike was on, and he was the first one in the gate.
Already.
I know, and I'm just so upset that I'm in Atlanta, and the event is happening in Texas. That's horrible.
Yeah, you're going to miss out, because Mike and Kia D, they're going to hold it down from the start. And then we got 12 poets, and we got a neo-rock star. It's going to be crazy. I hate you guys going to miss it. It's going to be an awesome show. Awesome. And, Mike, I hear you on here this morning flirting, too. You know I had to put you out.
I'm telling you, Mike came on with the type of love that I enjoyed so early in this afternoon.
Yeah. That's why he hosting the third annual Evolution of Spoken Word right there.
There you go.
Personality that pops.
Exactly. That's you know what? I just like to think, though, that part was very special to me. So we just
pretend
like that was just special with me, that that's just not how Mike is, you know.
Oh, no, I'm just messing with Mike. He know it.
I'm just teasing. Okay, tell everybody about the third Evolution.
The third Evolution. Wow. This show celebrates National Poetry Month, first off. That's the main mission that I try to do with this event. Secondly, we actually are benefiting the Boys and Girls Club. That's the Bob and Joy Darling Boys and Girls Club of Frisco, Texas. We're helping out, providing them with a percentage of the proceeds to their teen programs. They're actually trying to start a Drama Matters program. Actually, I just pulled up in the parking lot. We're actually doing a block party out here today at the Boys and Girls Club. And so we're going to be helping those teens out and bringing them, you know, a little more awareness to poetry and to literacy. Because, you know, we want them to know that they can pick up a book and, it can be poetry and, and read and truly enjoy it. And then, of course, poetry, we all know that poetry is nothing but a form of expression. And, you know, we want to provide these youth with another outlet. You know, versus getting in trouble and, you know, doing something they don't need to be doing, with spoken word and poetry is just another avenue they can tap into and express themselves. So this year we actually, we're featuring 12 performing spoken word artists. We're actually featuring a neo rock star, and we have a ton of other poets and artists that'll be just doing different things throughout the night to assist with this event. And then, of course, we got, you know, Mike Gwynn and Kia D, who will be hosting the event. So So that right there, you know, that says enough right there with Mike Gwynn and Kia D opening up the show, you know, and hosting it throughout the night.
Yeah, it sounds like a crazy night. Gosh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Oh. It's going to be
pretty wild. Okay, wow. So,
tell them about the strippers.
Oh, no, we can't tell them about that.
Come on, tell me. Y'all want to keep the secrets from me now, are you? Come on, share.
Nah, no secrets, no secrets.
Well, I have another caller on the line who is wanting to speak, and I'm looking at the last four digits. It's 0857, so 0857. If you're listening, we're coming to you right now. Good afternoon, good morning. If you're in Texas, this is Kay Sherrell on Real Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, 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 this is T.O.P. Hello, Kay Sherrell. Hello, Kay Sherrell family. That's right. I love it. ATL in the building. Dallas in the building. Funky Town in the building. Mike Gwynn, my man, I'm telling you, I love you. You are off the chain. Audacious. We on the down. Sunday. I don't care where y'all at. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in Afghanistan. I don't care if you're fighting the war. Get over here. Tell them it's a national emergency in Texas. It's the third annual Audacious Spoken Word.
Well, you know who that is. What's going on, kid?
Wow.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Man, I'm telling you, we holding it down. You have no idea. Mike Gwynn and Kid D on stage, I just really want to sit in the audience so I can watch that. It's going to be crazy.
So you can watch that.
I'm about to be in a videotape.
Oh, yeah. We'll do. We'll do.
Man, how are you doing, my dear? How are you doing, Mr. Sherelle?
I'm doing wonderful. I am loving your energy. Oh, my goodness. That is. Can you please bottle that up and send some over here?
You know, I have gotten offers to do that. No lie. Every time I go to work, I get an offer to bottle up this energy. And every daily, I'm trying to figure out how to sell it because I could make $1 million. I'm telling you, in the first 10 minutes, it's amazing. But you know what it is? It's a God in me. Every day, it's God in me. You know, that's the only thing I can say. You know, God is just so good. You know, I sat for so many years, you know, on a depression. You know, I was like, there's no way in the world I can go. I woke up one morning and said, no way will I live another day like this. And if I'm the only one can control my life, we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
Yes, he is wonderful. So then why don't you give me and all of my listeners the introduction to yourself, please.
Well, I am a Kia D, born and raised down in here in Funky Town, Fort Worth, Texas. That's right. I'm a country girl, y'all. And I love it. I have two beautiful, beautiful children. I'm a mother. I love my children. I'm very active in both of their lives. They're both in sports. I have a 3-year-old, Riley, and a 13-year-old, Tamija. And they're both very, very active in sports. And so I'm a team mom, and I'm a team me, you know. And what I do is I host a radio show, Living Beyond Beyond, every single Monday morning. And right now I'm on KBN Radio. As of next week, the first week in May, I'll be on WeTalkRadio.com. And so it's an amazing blessing. I'm just so glad to be here, and I'm loving the fact that God put me on this earth just one more day to kick the rocks and step on top of this green grass and speak his name just one more time. And I'm glad that tomorrow is the third annual Evolution Spoken Word. And actually tonight I'm hosting another event. If you're in Dallas, I don't care where you are, get on a plane, get down here. Tonight I'm hosting another event at the Backbeat Cafe. It's a jam session. It's like an explosion weekend. Like, we're just trying to have an evolution of an explosion of a weekend. Just amazing.
Wow. Did everybody get all of that?
Yeah, amazing.
Okay. Yes, it is absolutely amazing. Okay, so tell me about some of the people that will be presenting tomorrow at the big event. Make me a little bit more jealous because you got me ready to go to the airport.
Wow. Who wants to start? Okay. Mike, you want to start?
No, you go ahead and start.
Okay, let's
right.
see.
I gotta do this, man. Look, okay. We got this dude named Don Juan. Man, this dude, he's crazy amazing. Like, he's amazing. This chick named Giselle from the Aliens. Just imagine her taking you away to the, I can't do it. You see what I'm saying? I can't do it. She takes you away to the islands with her lyrics and her voice, and it's crazy amazing. Calvin Sharp, come on, go ahead, Audacious. Just ow, ow.
All right, okay, so you just ended with Calvin Sharp, who is, like, just phenomenal on wordplay, one. His storytelling that he does with his poetry is just ridiculous. His energy is amazing. And then to go from Calvin, we have GF Soldier. This brother, oh, my God. GF Soldier, like, God-fearing soldier. This man gets on stage, and he will pull you on stage with him with his work. It's just phenomenal. He's actually from New Orleans. He's been here in Texas for about 4 or 5 years. And he has just blessed Texas so much, it's, like, ridiculous. We have Guys Inc. out of Milwaukee. Amazing. Milwaukee. Guys Inc., he amazing. He actually is a poet as well as he just started his own online magazine, Guys Inc. Publication. So make sure you guys check that out, guysincpublication.com. Amazing brother, just he comes with real talk, you know, nothing fake, nothing sugarcoated. He just tells you, he lays it out there on the stage for you. Mike, you want to grab in on some of these poets?
You know what? I can speak for this amazing cat. It's an Italian cat named T. Rizzo. This cat is hot,
ooh,
hot, part Wakefield, part swagger. I mean, this is a cool. He told me he's not Hispanic. He's Italian. Get it right. But he's just doing his hot, man. He is lyrical, rhythmic, energetic. I mean, you can't miss that. Miss seeing this cat right here. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's just one, he just wore the amazing voices that Audacious pulled in to make this not just a black or white thing. It's a multicultural thing. I mean, it's going to be a hot event, y'all.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing event. And the young lady who's actually going to be opening up for the poets, her name is Jumi, out of Memphis, Tennessee. She's located here in Dallas now, but she's originally from Memphis, Tennessee. This sister is amazing. The combination of neo soul and rock that she has combined with neo rock, it is amazing. Like, she will have you standing on your feet, like, at the beginning of a song. Not even at the end. At the beginning of the song, you're up, you're jamming with her. So she's going to rock out for about, you know, 45 minutes, just going to bless everybody and open up the show for us. And then we're going to have this dynamic poetry energy that's going to follow right behind us. So it's going to be an amazing event.
Yep.
It sounds amazing. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here thinking, like, dang, can I really get to Texas between now and tomorrow?
Yeah, you can.
Have to work.
Nothing but a flight away.
That's right.
Nothing but a flight away.
With everything that's going on this weekend, it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be totally, totally worth it. This weekend is going to blow your mind. Sunday night is going to be a Sunday like no other. Kia D, Mike Gwynn, host the 3rd annual Evolution of Spoken Word, brought to you by Audaciously Speaking. It's going to be crazy. Get there. Compel Texas. There is no other place to be. I don't care if you got an invitation to the White House. I don't care if you got an invitation to Canada to see the Prime Minister. It don't matter. Canada, I'm telling you, got an invitation to the 3rd annual Evolution of Spoken Word.
Yeah.
Chicharelle, you're off the chain, man. You're doing your thing. I'm so proud of you. I want to give you your shout-outs and your props, you know what I'm saying? Because me and Mike, we both do a radio show, so we know the hard work that it takes to do it. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to you, Mike.
Yep.
And Spit, spoken word and poetry in Texas on KEB Radio. And I'm telling you, off the chain. And so he knows, I know what it takes to put this together. So shout-out to you, my dear, for doing it.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Indeed.
Wow, there's nothing else to say after all of that energy. This event completely sounds amazing. Those of you who are listening, even my little listener that joined me a few weeks ago from Hawaii, please get on a plane and get to Texas.
Yes.
Get on a plane and get to Texas.
Bring some Lays with you and come on.
Please. I love my
Hawaiian friends. Yes, lay everybody in the airport to get here, doggone it. Okay.
Yeah, you crazy, girl.
So this is my question. When are you bringing the evolution of spoken word to Atlanta. That's my
next month.
When?
I said next month. I'm kidding. I'm
Yeah, for real. Audacious, what are we going to do? When are you going to take it to Atlanta?
You know what? We're going to have, I've been thinking about that. We're going to have to take it to Atlanta. I've really been thinking about that. I'm going to have to link up with some of my people out there, and we're going to have to make it happen pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's
it. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Phone call, and it will be on the way. I'm telling you, we are ready for it here. There's never enough going on in spoken word. For me, there's never enough. I'm loving every second of it.
Oh, well, yeah, we're going to have to make this happen then. We have to make it happen.
All right, so people that are listening, you need to go ahead and hook up with Audacious right now so we can bring the fourth evolution of spoken word to Atlanta. I'm requesting it now. Let's look
already
now. On April 4, 2010, at 1:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm requesting the fourth evolution to make its appearance in Atlanta. It needs to come on the road. We ready.
I got my passport.
You ready? You got your passport? I got mine. Let's go. You know it ain't nothing but a word. I'll try to make it happen. We're gonna have to we're gonna start putting it into action.
Well, you know Atlanta is not a city, it's a country. That's why I said I got my passport.
All right. A country all in its own.
Completely right. You are right. It is definitely its own country, I'm telling you. But we're ready. Bring it.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to start working on it. So let's go.
Well, ladies, I'm going to have to go. I've got a show at 2 o'clock, but it's been a pleasure. Nice to meet you, ma'am. And I look forward. And I'm going to go ahead and click on Facebook right now, okay?
Yes, you go ahead and click on Facebook, become my friend. I don't know why you've been neglecting me so long.
It's my bad. Matter of fact, it's Audacious fault. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take the fall for it. All right, I got to go tomorrow night. The Evolution of Spoken Word, the third annual, y'all. Me and Kia D and Audacious and all these wonderful poets. Y'all, get on the plane. Come on out right now. I'll see y'all later. Peace.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, it's going down tomorrow night, for real.
Yes, I have to tell you, I cannot wait. It's going to be a blessing. Y'all get there. I'm telling you, Yucatan Beach Club, Capel, Texas. Beautiful spot. And you know, the first two, you know, were so amazing. I had to get a bigger venue for the third. There was no other option. You know, we would have loved to go back to the same place we were at before, but there was no way in the world we were going to be able to provide, you know, enough space for this type of crowd that we were wanting. And I'm just very, very excited and blessed to be hosting it. When I realized I was hosting it, actually, I was at rehearsal and I asked Audacious, so what exactly am I doing here? Am I a consultant today? I had no idea what I was doing. And she was like, no, you know. Me, you and Mike Gwynn. I was just blessed. I was like, wow, I can't believe it. So it was amazing, and I thank you, Audacious, for putting me on and giving me the opportunity to do this. I've done several events with Audacious, Film Jam Explosion, the Love Affair between Lyrics and Rhythm, and both of those events were off the chain. If you were at those events, if you missed those events, it doesn't matter. The third annual Evolution of Spoken Word is going down in Capel, Texas. That's right, it is going down. That's right. You got to be there. The only way I can tell you is you got to be there. There's nothing else to say. Mike Gwynn, Audacious, Calvin Sharp, Giselle, Don Juan, Fire, and the list goes on and on and on. Junie, if you have never seen Junie, let me, Audacious, is Junie singing Sobering Up? I don't want to give it away, but I got to know. Even if she's not, I'm going to request Sobering Up. If you
see,
not,
I already know you're going to request.
If you have not heard the song Sobering Up, Junie, I know you are listening right now. Get ready. Get your pipes together for tomorrow for Sobering Up. That song is off the chain. It's on iTunes. Get it. Sobering Up by Junie. Off the chain.
Right. She's hot.
Sobering Up.
Look her up. Yeah, J-U-N-Y-E. Y'all need to Google her. She's Googleable. Check her out. She's Googleable. I made up a new word.
I like it though.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's hot though.
You
Googleable. Yes. Look her up, Junie. She's awesome. She's amazing.
Okay.
So y'all definitely have to check her out.
Okay, so where do people get tickets for this event?
They can go to www.myspace.com/D_audacious_1. They can actually connect with me on my Facebook under Audaciously Speaking, and they can find all of the information and links to buy tickets as well on Facebook under Audaciously Speaking on Facebook. And that'll direct them everywhere they need to go. They can find every page. It's all over the internet, but if they go to Facebook, that'll connect them to every outlet. So just check it out under Audaciously Speaking. Or they can actually type in the third annual Evolution of Spoken Word on Facebook as well, and then that'll direct them as well.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. So everyone got that information. And at the close of it, I'm going to put everything back up on the show page and on the website for those of you who are listening but you don't write as fast as we speak.
Right.
You'll definitely be able to find all of the information you need there. So just stay tuned. You know, at the end of the show, I always post everything up where it needs to be. So tell me this. How did you get started with the Evolution of Spoken Word?
Well, actually, when I started doing poetry about 3 years ago here in Dallas, I've been writing and performing, well, writing basically all my life, but I saw a poet when I moved to Texas, because I'm not originally from Texas. When I moved here to Texas, I saw a poet, A.J. Houston. He's a member of the Fort Worth Slam team, one of, you know, Mike Gwynn's team members. And I saw this brother spit at a church in Arlington, Texas, and he just blew me away. And so I put it off, and I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. You know, I was so inspired, but I put it off for about a year. Then I ran back into another brother, G.F. Soldier, who was actually on the show. Ran into him a year later, and this brother spit so hard and just so truthful. I knew then I could not continue not sharing my work. And so when I started performing in Dallas, at that point I had to. I started performing at open mics and different venues across Dallas, Fort Worth. I wanted to do something. I wanted to put on a show, but I wanted to step it up a little bit. I wanted to bring a different atmosphere to the poetry and spoken words events that I saw in Dallas-Fort Worth. I wanted to put my own spin on it. And so I noticed that a lot of our youth, because that's my background, working with youth, were not engaged in spoken word and poetry. And so that was one of the things one of the reasons I wanted to start it. So I wanted to have something that would show an emphasis on celebrating National Poetry History, you know, Poetry Month, and also giving back to the youth as well. Each show I always, you know, providing some type of donation to some youth organization. And again, I want to step it up and do something a little different, because we all know poetry events, you can find them in, you know, coffee houses, you know, you can find them, you know, in different, you know, small, nice venues. But I wanted to just step it up a little bit with the VIP, with the blue carpet, you know, bringing it, you know, just stepping up the class and the caliber a little bit. So with this event, it's something different. We do it once a year to give people that opportunity, you know, to put on your good clothes and, you know, come out and stand on the blue carpet and do it in a live interview. And this year they're actually interviewing with Lady B. Smooth on the blue carpet. So we just wanted to do something different, and, you know, just me seeing what, you know, was already out here in Dallas, I just added to the things that I have seen in Dallas-Fort Worth and just put my audacious spin on it. And that's how we ended up at the Evolution of Spoken Word. And 3 years later, just after people constantly ask me every year, I know you're doing it again. You know, I enjoyed it so much. I gained so much. And, you know, the words helped me from this point. And just hearing that getting that type of feedback from different people, I knew that this was something that was needed in the community, because, you know, I had so many people saying how they were impacted by the event every year. So that's how we ended up at year 3 and bigger and better.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, and you said something that was very interesting. You made a comment that you realized that you could no longer not share your work. And to me, that is completely what poetry, spoken word is all about. It's about sharing what you have to say with others, sharing your experiences. Just in a sense, I look at it as a testimony, and that is always the biggest thing to me about the actual arts. I think that all arts are completely about sharing, and at the same token, giving back.
Right, indeed. Because one of the things, too, I was telling someone a couple of weeks ago, they were asking, why did you, you know, choose a youth organization to donate to? I said, because we have to teach our youth how to give back, because they're going to grow up one day, and they need to know how to give back. And if they don't see anyone else doing anything in the community, they're not going to learn how to do it themselves. So it's our job right now to do it, to show them, to teach them how to do this, so that when they get older, they can do the same thing. You know, and so that's just what keeps pushing me, is to know that I'm not doing this for me. It's never about me. It's for everybody else under me and around me.
Exactly, exactly. How did you pick the performers for Evolution of Spoken Word? Did people just send in their word? Was there an application process?
What I did this year, I sent out the review of the show, and basically I did an open invitation, and I told everyone, I sent it out to about 60 poets, and I told them that I was only going to pick 10. I actually ended up picking 12, but I told them I was only picking 10 poets. And so once I got all the poets' submissions back in, I sat there and I looked through all of these poets to really see who would fit with the mission, you know, from what I see on stage, what I see people doing in the community. So I went down this list of poets, and I chose poets who have characters that display positive energy in the community, positive things with the youth, not just, I just want to perform and be seen. Because you can perform and be seen all day anywhere on any open mic or any show in Dallas, but I wanted people who, when I saw them in a show, if other people saw them, what other people thought of them as a person and as a poet. And so I went through and I picked poets who I felt like would fall into the mission of Audaciously Speaking and the Evolution of Spoken Word, and who is not about being behind a mic and being seen, but actually doing something for the community. People I've seen, poets I've seen in the community doing things for, you know, the community and people around them, not just about themselves. And so that was one of the ways. And it was a hard selection. It was a hard selection, and we actually ended up picking 12 poets because it was really hard to just pick 10. I almost picked about 20, but I said, okay, that's going to be ridiculous, you know, to have 20 people on the show. So I had to really just cut it down. But it was a hard process, and we ended up with those 12. And I actually I let all those other poets know, because there are quite a few other poets that are dynamic that I would love to have on other events. And I'm actually going to put something together this summer for those other poets as well, because, you know, there's still other poets that are doing, you know, things in the community and that have, you know, power in their words that other people need to hear.
Exactly. So this next event you're going to put together will be in Atlanta?
You know what? I am working. I am definitely putting that on the to-do list, and we will be in Atlanta. Trust and Believe, Audaciously Speaking, will be presenting either the 4th Annual Evolution of Spoken Word or some type of event in Atlanta, Georgia, in the next year. I will say that much. You planted a seed, so now I got to get it on.
Hey, the seed has been planted. It's time to sow. That's what I like to hear.
Yes.
That's exactly what I like to hear. Those of you who are listening over the internet, guest call-in number 646-595-4522. My callers that are waiting so patiently, I do appreciate it. I promise you we are going to get to you. I'm so jealous right now that I'm in Atlanta with the rain and not in Texas with Audacious, getting ready to go to this third Evolution of Spoken Word, trying to get all of the information down so that everyone knows exactly where they're going tomorrow. Because everybody tomorrow, I'm requesting that everyone attends this third Evolution of Spoken Word. If you are within 300 miles of Texas, you better be there tomorrow.
Indeed.
Or else you will get a Real Talk Radio fine.
Indeed. Yeah, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., we will be starting at Yucatan Beach Club, 1850 East Beltline in Coppell, Texas. If you're listening and you're in the area and you have questions, you can contact me directly at 682-472-9396. That's, you know, my direct line that they can just contact me if they have questions, if they want to get tickets. I'm actually out today in the Metroplex delivering tickets, selling tickets online, just everything. So, you know, just hit me up if you guys want to come out, because, like I said earlier this week, don't be a part of the crowd asking what happened. Be a part of the crowd telling people what happened, because it's going down tomorrow night.
Exactly, and I promise you there is nothing like attending a spoken word event. you just, it's the energy when you're in the building. The energy is just crazy. I'm telling you, it is unbelievable.
It is. It's amazing. That's what pushes me up. Yeah. That's what pushes me at all times. When, you know, just getting around other pools and just sharing and just letting that energy just build up. And these pools that are going to be on the stage tomorrow night, I think we're probably going to, like, burst the walls with this, with the energy that these pools are bringing tomorrow. I do not know if the city of Coppell is ready for the energy that will even bless that city. Not even the venue, the city. Because when I tell you, I am not exaggerating, these pools, and they have been practicing and getting ready and writing new pieces, it's nothing to play with. I've heard some of the performances that are going to go down tomorrow, and I can't wait. Like, I cannot wait to just take a seat at least 5 minutes here and there just to listen, because I know I'm going to be all over the place, but I know with these pours, the energy is going to be monumental.
Yes, it really is.
There's no other word. It is going to go down tomorrow night. And I have to say, if you miss this event, slap yourself. That's all I have to say, because there's no reason you should miss it if you are already in Dallas, Fort Worth, if you're in Texas. If you miss it, just slap yourself. I'm not an abusive person, but that, you know, if you miss it, it's crazy. It's nonsense. It's ludicrous.
You know what? If they're in a state that touches Texas, there's no excuse for them missing it.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. I'm telling you, planes still leaving out. You know, planes are still flying in, leaving out. So y'all got, you know, y'all have a few hours to get on down, 12 hours to get here. So you can rest up, get dressed, and be ready to hit the blue carpet at 6 o'clock.
That's what I'm talking about. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and take a caller on the line. I'm looking at the last four digits of your number. It's 8974. If the last four digits of your number is 8974, me and Audacious. And what happened to the energy? The energy got quiet.
Kid D, the energy is here, baby.
Okay. You are an unbelievable ball of energy that I'm so loving on this episode of the show. I'm probably just going to play it back on my iPod all night just to feel that spirit. It's crazy.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much. It's exciting to be here. Very exciting.
Hey, Miss Audacious.
So my caller on the line, hello. You're on
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Giselle. I will be on the mic tomorrow at the Third Evolution. Spoken word. I just had to call in because I wanted to get my vote in there for Atlanta. Audacious, you ready? We're taking this to Atlanta.
Yeah, I have no other choice now. She already planned it, so we got to do it.
There's a nice big West Indian community in Atlanta. So
yes,
I'm ready for that show.
Atlanta is unreal. That's why I told her, I said, we're ready in Atlanta. The energy for spoken word, poetry, music, it's unreal in Atlanta. I'm serious. You know, get the passports. Mike says another country. Everybody get your passports. I'm claiming Fourth Evolution is coming here.
You know, there's something about ATL, you know.
So
Audacious has done a phenomenal job of putting this show together. She has put so much work into this. Kia D and Mike Gwynn are bringing the energy, and it's going to be an exciting night.
Yes, Kia D has, like, the energy. I'm telling you, when she popped on, I was like, dang. I was trying to think of everything else I had going. I was like, can I really just cancel some stuff and hop on the plane, because I have to be in the building.
I told you, plane still leaving out. You have time. I will have someone pick you up from the airport.
I'm telling you, I'll pick you up from the airport. If you get here, I'll pick you up from the airport.
Already.
That's love that I love.
That's
here.
What I'm telling
so
you.
Will this event be televised, recorded? Can I get a DVD?
Yes, it will be recorded, and we will have DVDs available. They will probably be available a couple weeks after the show, but it will be recorded. It will. We can't let this show go by without being recorded.
You know what? I just thought about something. If y'all go to WeTalkRadio.com right now, you can get a snippet of some of the most wonderful poets, including Giselle, that's going to be hosting, I mean, on the mic that night, blessing the mic that night. Go to WeTalkRadio.com, go to the archives page, and you will see a tab for the third annual Evolution of Spoken Word. My girl Audacious is there. Calvin Sharp is there. Comedian Q, Don Juan, GF Soldier, Giselle. Fire! I'm telling you, it was an amazing interview, so you guys will love it. Go there and check it out.
Yeah. That show was hot, so yeah, y'all need to check it out. Just get the pre-show, the snippets of what's gonna go down.
All right, yes, I am here. I am here at WeTalkRadio.com. For everybody else that is listening, go ahead and go there so you can get your snippet. Can I request right now? Can I request just have another piece done? You know. I need some spoken word poetry, love, the broadcast right now, because I don't think that everybody listening understands how crucial it is that they're at this event tomorrow. I need, you know, to pull them in a little bit more. Can I get someone to do something over there? It doesn't have to be long, just something.
Okay. Javier,
you need the both of them. You need the both of them to do something.
All right. Well, I'm going to let G go first. Giselle go first, and I'm going to come behind her.
All right, I'm going to give you a little piece of cadence. Through the years, we've been taught as kids at home like to say, to yank, as in speak like a Yankee. Watch the color, the cadence from your voice so you can sound like them, be like them, and be accepted by them. That is one lesson I refuse to learn, for I speak as the trade winds flow. I speak in the cadence of Taiso. I speak with the passion of Cruzan rum. I speak in the color of the Caribbean sun.
Yes. That was great. Yeah. Yes, there was something about that accent. It was just pulling me, and I was just like, yes.
Get on the plane. That's nothing. That's just a teaser right there of what you're going to get from Giselle tomorrow night. That's this right here was just a teaser.
What did I tell you? She takes you away, my dear.
I'm so, like, telling you, I'm just in it right now. If you are in the state, I've never taught social studies, so, you know, geography is not my strong point. But I know a few of the states that touch Texas. You need to be in the house tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the third evolution of spoken word, joining Audacious, Kia D, Mike Quinn, and everyone else that will be in the house. You need to be there.
So oh, yeah.
I take it for you, your mama, and all her friends.
Right, right. And y'all get the VIP because it's gonna be worth it. It's worth it. The VIP is going down. I've been having people calling all day. Any VIP tickets left? We have a few left. We have a few. The VIP box is ready. Make sure you guys get the tickets. It's gonna be amazing.
That is.
Audacious. Are you walking outside?
Yeah, I am.
Somebody's walking.
Yeah,
honey, we can't hear what you're saying.
That's me. That's me. Yeah. I'm trying to get in the area. Yeah, I'm trying to get in the area where wind isn't taking me away, but it's like no matter where I go. Okay, can y'all hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right.
You're good.
I'm trying to move around a little bit. This wind is killing me.
Okay, so how's the show opening up tomorrow?
The show is actually going to open up with Junie, the neo rock star, blessing the stage for about 45 minutes for actually a mini concert.
All right.
So Junie's going to open it up with the mini concert, and then we'll take it from there. The poets and Kia B and Mike Gwynn will take it from there.
Mm-mm. Wow. I'm telling you. So, I'm just speechless. I'm just really jealous at this moment. I'm telling you. So, yeah, fourth, that's all I can think about at this moment is the fourth evolution. Like, that's the only one that's on my mind, you know. This will not pass again. So, Audacious, you know, I haven't forgotten. You got to do a piece. We're ready.
I know. I was sitting there like, I want. Okay.
right, this is actually my evolution of spoken word piece right here. Sometimes we get so consumed with everything around us that we forget what's important. So consumed with filth and lies that we don't realize our individual potentiality. Jonesing for the Joneses, but we should be jonesing for clarity. Clarity of a clear state of mind, allowing time to take its course, but of course, we fail to tap into our intellect to set ourselves free. Letting wings spread and minds embrace what has been laid in front of us. And no one said the road wouldn't be rough, because if it wasn't, then that wouldn't be in us. So when will you get enough and just stand up for something that makes zest a little sense to you? Just a little snippet for you guys.
Hey, you see, I was in a trance. I was like, no.
That's the evolution of spoken word.
Yes.
Amazing. It is amazing. I'm glad to be a part of it. You know, I've actually been thinking, you know, in evolving from the first year to the second year to the third
right.
year, Audacious, there have been changes. When you evolve, you change. There's things
Indeed.
That go on in your life that grow you to another level. Well,
right.
it's the same thing with ourselves. So when I'm getting on stage, I'm looking at the last time I was on stage a few weeks ago, a few months ago, and I have evolved. So it's not only an evolution of spoken word. It should be an evolution of you. When you get on the stage, every poet, I'm challenging you. If you are out there right now, every single time you hop up on that stage, make it an evolution from the time before. I'm telling you, it's an
Indeed.
Amazing feeling, man. It's an amazing feeling.
Indeed. Totally.
Wow.
It's all about, you know, evolving, changing, and growing. You know, that's what it's all about. And that's one of the main things I wanted to show with this show, how throughout the years, we here in Dallas, Texas, have evolved. Even for me starting 3 years ago here in Dallas, the whole scene of Dallas-Fort Worth, the whole poetry scene has evolved. You know, from the poets, from the atmosphere, from the energy that we provide, from the things we spit about everything. And so with this lineup of poets, you will see the evolution from the youngest poet that we have, Topic. He's a college student, 19 years old, to our oldest poet, which I don't want to call no ages. But you will see that, you will see the evolution with just the poets when they hit the, when they hit the stage.
Wow. You said Topic is your youngest poet?
Yes, and he is amazing. When I say amazing, his energy is just, it's indescribable. When I see him on stage, I just sit there with my mouth open because he's so amazing. The things that he spit about, I'm looking like, you 19. What are you doing speaking about that? But that's just how deep the brother is.
Wow.
19.
Completely. That is wild. I saw in Atlanta, we have this thing on Wednesday called Wednesday Wind Down, and there was this 16-year-old DJ that was performing. And when I say that kid had talent, it's amazing to me at the spirit, the energies that are coming from the youth. When everybody's talking about America's youth are lost, I'm like, no, you're looking in the wrong places, because there are so many talented
Hold on
kids
one.
At the age of 21. It's crazy.
That's one thing with this, you know, I'm relatively new to the scene down here, and from the beginning, the poets that get up, they not only inspire you, but they challenge you. You know, you listen to them spit truth, and you just have to know, could you be that real? Could you go that deep and bring it to the mic? And so it's a wonderful family of poets that provide a constant stream of inspiration and challenge.
You know what, Giselle, I'm falling for this accent. I'm so loving it, and I can only imagine how it plays out when you begin to really do a full piece and all those things. So you said that you're new to the scene. How long have you been doing poetry?
September of last year. So it really is quite an honor to be on a stage with these poets, you know. There is so much talent, and it is an open door. They welcome you. You just, as long as you come with truth, you are welcome on the mic. That's what it's all about. And it's been a wonderful few months experience. And now I'm ready to come to Atlanta.
Yes, we are ready for you to come to Atlanta, Giselle. Wow, that's crazy. You said September of last year, as in 2009.
Yes, ma'am, as in a minute ago.
And you I always into space at the third evolution. Wow.
Yeah. I keep telling these people, you know, I'm just learning because I just come. And the poets are trying to tell me I can't use that line anymore because I've been here for a minute. I says, I can't use that line. Listen to me. I just come.
Just
and
come, y'all.
Listen to us. Just come.
Hey,
I love it.
Just coming. You know, my thing is, if this is you just coming to the scene, what is it going to be like in a year from now? I'm telling you, it's just only going to continue to grow and evolve. It's, by the time she brings the fourth evolution to Atlanta, Giselle, I'm telling you, you just going to be blowing up, you know, the scene left and right completely. You will not be able to use that line when you come to Atlanta.
All right, then. Well, by the grace of God, huh? That's how I got here, and by the grace of God, I will get to continue.
Yes, you will get to continue. So tell all of the listeners, because I have internet listeners, I have a few that are listening via their phone, where can we find some of your work? Are you on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter? Tell us how to find you.
I'm on Facebook. It's Giselle Robinson on Facebook. I have a website under construction. It should be finished soon. It was www.rockcitypoets.com. Rock City, I'm from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. So I get on the mic representing Rock City. So you can check out Rock City Poet in the near future. And on my page, I'm going to have links to all the poets that I have met in the DFW Metroplex. Because I think that's also what it's about. It's not just my words, it's all of these poets.
Exactly.
That inspire.
Yes, definitely. And she is on Facebook. I've just sent you a friend request, Giselle, so whenever you get a moment, you'll go ahead and add me, and we'll link it up. That way then we can keep in touch, because when you come to Atlanta, you definitely have to come back on air if you're not back on Real Talk Radio before then. Definitely let me know where you are so that I can come out and hear, because spoken word poetry, I'm telling you, I breathe it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I will definitely hook up with you on Facebook as soon as I get back indoors. I need to do my little bit to promote St. Thomas Sea. If you like the way I speak, there's a whole island full of people that speak just like that. Just make your way on down St. Thomas, USBI, and absorb a little tropical sun that trades in your soul.
You know what? I actually had a student last year that was from St. Thomas, and I used to say to her, and I nicknamed the kids because it's my thing. And so I started calling her St. Thomas because that's where she was from. And she, you know, she told me that the transition here was it was so hard for her. She was like, I come from a place that is so beautiful. She said, the water is so beautiful, and now I'm here surrounded by concrete all day. She's like, I don't like it.
It is hard. It is really hard. And, it, you know, it's also, we are a very close-knit community. In St. Thomas, you never step out your door and don't know people. So for the first time in all my years in the States, the poets have kind of rebuilt that family atmosphere for me that I had missed so much being out of the island, you know.
Yeah,
but,
I can understand that completely. I'm from a small town, and so I tell everybody, it's like growing up in Cheers. Everybody knows my name. To come to a city where if you speak to someone, they look at you like, why are you speaking to me? It is definitely one of those things that's a little bit more difficult to adjust to, but, you know, Atlanta is a living city, you know, most of it, and definitely the poetry scene here is extremely inviting. I've met so many people that I've just found to be so completely inspirational. You know, hearing their work inspires me. I take something from everyone. I hear every piece that I heard recited. I take something from it. So it's definitely a great thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
Audacious, you definitely got to tell everybody, though, because this is when I first, you know, I met you through Sheba, and, you know, quickly Googled you because you're Googleable. And I can make walls talk.
Yes. That is my say that again.
That's a powerful title.
Yes. That is actually my my book of poetry and spoken word. And it is what it is. It's simply I can make walls talk. Through the I feel that through the power of the words that I deliver, that basically that when I speak, that even the walls are talking. Because with everything I say is real. Everything I do, I perform on stage, all those things I spit about are things and experiences I've been through. And I spit those things so that other people can either be healed through what I'm saying, or, it helps them in some type of way. And it's just, an inspiration through spoken word and poetry, because I feel like everybody and somebody needs to be healed through what I'm saying, because it's not about me, it's for somebody else. And that's every day I push myself, I wake up and I tell myself, you got a day, another day, so let's go and make something happen, because it's not about you, because I have other lives to touch. So that's basically what I deliver through my book of poetry and spoken word. I can make walls talk.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit more about some of the other performers. We've started talking about Tapi, and he is the young one. Tell me about some of the other poets that will be gracing the stage.
Okay, well, we have, we talked about Tapi. We have a young lady out of Chicago, Illinois. Her name is Spoken. And I don't think there's anything else I can say about her, just spoken, because when she's done, she has spoken. Like, she's amazing. The energy that she provides, and she's one of those poets that she's going to grab your attention off first word. She comes with a mission. She comes, with a fistful of just power. She plays around, in a sense, with her words. Her wordplay is phenomenal, but it's all so impactful that off of the first tongue twister, the first word, you're sitting there like, oh my God, but it's all a message behind everything that she's saying. She's a mother, she's a young daughter, and she just, she uses that energy to, as a mother, to continue to raise her daughter and make sure that those things she's providing her, that she'll grow up, to be a phenomenal person. She teaches her so much, and just to see that side of her and then to see the poet in her is amazing. Then we also have Q. He's a great poet. He's actually a comedian and a poet. His first love was poetry. And this brother actually just made the 2010 Dallas Slam team, so he'll be at Nationals this year in Minnesota. So you guys look out for the Dallas Slam team. But Q is one of he's a hardworking man when it comes to this art form. He is out there, networking and doing his thing, and he just pours his soul out on stage every time I see him, and it's so refreshing when I see him perform. It's amazing. We also have For Real. Another brother who's from New Orleans as well. We have G.S. Soldier, who's from New Orleans. We have James For Real Walker. This man, oh, my God, he comes up out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere, and he blesses you with his words. There's no more I can say about For Real. He truly is a blessing to any venue, to any function, anybody. He's just a blessing. He is truly going to set an atmosphere tomorrow that's going to probably have some people rethinking some things in their lives tomorrow after he speaks. We also have Black Paige, Def Jam poet. She's a phenomenal songstress as well as poet. She is amazing. This sister just comes with just real talk. Like, nothing comes, it's just real talk. She lays it out there on the line. Either you like it or you don't. But she's a phenomenal young lady. And then, of course, we got Calvin Sharp. We got T. Rizzo, the brother that Mike Gwynn was talking about, the Italian who has so much swagger, but comes with, of course, real talk. And it's crazy because all of these boys come with a vibe and, dynamics that's just amazing, and everything about them are real. That's the first word that describes all these poets, real. Nothing about them fake, nothing sugar-coated, nothing at all. They, real poets delivering real words.
Yeah. I'm looking at the flyer and everything for it, and I'm looking at the names, and I'm thinking to myself, the names say it all. Like, what else is there to say after you say your name is spoken for real? Black Page, I mean, Don Juan, what else is there to say? What am I looking at? Am I looking at fire?
Fire.
Wow.
And he is fire.
Wow.
Sparkling. Yeah, firecracker.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this particular event is going to be amazing, you know. Man, I'm telling you, I had, you know, a few of the poets on the show on Monday, and they wrecked it, every last one of them. I had every last one of them spit, and every last one of them wrecked it, and it was just, it was incredible just to be a part of it. I'm telling you, I was so happy to just be on the show, and it was my show.
That's what I'm talking
about.
It is definitely crazy right now. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone line because y'all have been so patient, and I promise you, I appreciate it. They do not call me America's favorite Southern Belle. The Southern hospitality is always on the air. I'm looking at the last four digits of your numbers, 4861. I am coming to you. I hope you are ready for all of us. So
ready.
4861 is coming. Hello, you're on the air with Kay Sherelle, Giselle, Audacious, Kia D. How are you doing? Who am I speaking with?
Pretty good. T. Rizzo.
Oh, got the tag on the line.
T. Rizzo in the building. How's it going, everybody?
It is going fantabulous over here in rainy Atlanta. How is everything going with you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just cruising down 287 South towards Funky Town.
Oh, wow. See, I'm looking at the flyer, and I see your name, so you already know that I'm going to make a request before you get off the air, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, so tell us, tell everyone about yourself, T. Rizzo. Tell us.
I grew up in Fort Worth, went to Nashville High School, graduated there, went to Houston to get my culinary degree. Came back to Funky Town and started cooking and spitting, and that's what I've been doing for the past year. Love Fort Worth, love the artists in it. It's got such a fantastic community. Everybody's always been very supportive ever since I started going out to the open mics and getting involved, and it's just a wonderful scene to be in. There's a lot of amazing talent in Fort Worth, and I feel so blessed to be a part of all of it.
Amen.
Amen to that one. That is definitely what's up. So, you know, I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat. I can't wait. So will you please just give, you know, all of the listeners, all of the callers, just a little piece of something, just a little appetizer.
All righty. Mines are like knives, most dangerous when they're dull. So take advantage of that narrow space between a rock and a hard place, and sharpen yourself. Own your humility and humor equally. Helionauts are just people who learn how to laugh at themselves. Hey, here's go. Here's a little something.
All right.
T. Rizzo in the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am loving that open mind. Minds are like knives. The most dangerous ones are dull.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
That is
telling you.
Statement. That is a powerful statement. Deep.
Amen.
Mm-mm. So, I mean, Rizzo, definitely you are just going to be in the building tomorrow. I'm telling you, are you coming when the Fourth Evolution comes to Atlanta? Will you be here?
Absolutely. I will be there. No way I'm going to miss it.
Hey, Rizzo, you can ride with me, and you can navigate to make sure we don't end up in Canada, okay?
You got it, Hot Hawk. You got it.
That's what I am talking about. So how long have you been doing poetry, spoken word? How long?
Actually, I just started spitting right about a year ago, last spring. Found out about the open mics at the embargo. I've been writing spoken word since college, but I'd never really found any venues to start hitting, and heard about Embargo, and I've been going there ever since. It's about 12 months now.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So do you have any books out, CDs?
No, I do not at the moment.
You have something ready when you come for the Fourth Evolution. We're requesting that either a book is published or a CD is printed.
I'll have 20 by the time Fourth Evolution comes around.
Now, I'm requesting it pretty soon now, so, you know, I'm definitely going to stay on Audacious. I know Kia D is as well, so I'm telling you, I'm feeling very blessed to have all of this energy on the air with me today. I'm just so in love right now with words you don't even understand. So, definitely,
this whole thing's got me so excited. I'm starting to sink in now. It's really, in the past week, I've been starting to sink in, and I'm just going crazy with excitement for this whole situation.
Definitely. So how many events of this magnitude have you done before?
This is my first one.
Wow. And you picked the right one to be your first. I'm telling you, everybody wants their first to be special.
Okay. Absolutely. And like I told my day, Yucatan Beach Club better have some amazing insurance because we're going to burn that place to the floor.
I believe you. It is definitely going to be burned down. I thank you so much, T Rizzo, for joining us on the air. And let me tell you now, after the third evolution, please do not forget about me. The show is on every Saturday. I know it's a little bit early for those of you who are in Texas, but you can always listen to the recordings on my website and on my show page. So don't sleep on me now past this event.
Well, I'll be tuning in from this point on.
That's what I love to hear. That's absolutely what I love to hear. Right now, I'm going to go back to the phone lines because I'm telling you, there's not enough show for all of the energy that is just coming through right now. I promise you, I have not forgotten about you. I told you, I am a Southern Belle. We are hospitable. I'm looking at the last four digits of your number, 2848. If your last four digits of your number is 2848, I am coming to you right now. Good afternoon. You're on the air with Kay Sherrell. This is Real Time Radio. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Topic.
Topic, we were talking about you earlier. How are you doing?
What's up, Topic?
Oh, I'm splendid, sugar. I'm doing so fine. I'm so well today.
You are so hilarious. So, Topic, you got to tell me about yourself because I am intrigued.
About me. Let's see. A young dude from Oak Cliff. I went to Carter, graduated from Maceo, went to the Art Institute for a little while, got tired of going to the Art Institute, left, started Just a Buck with a dude named Rob D., and now I'm just going around doing poetry for random events.
Wow, excellent. So Audacious mentioned that you are the youngest presenter tomorrow. How do you feel about that? Are you ready?
Quite honestly, I was thinking about that today, and I'm like, oh, crap. I'm still debating on what I'm going to do tomorrow. And I didn't even know I was the youngest, so that's like even more. I'm like, but Don Juan and them is in this show. Like, but I'm like, it's cool. I look up to them now. They're pretty great people to me. So I'm just going to go out there and do what I can.
That's what I'm talking about, that go-get-em attitude. So how long have you been on the poetry scene?
I've been writing since I was 7, but I started taking it seriously my junior year, 2006. No.
Just about 4 years?
Yeah.
That is wonderful. So have you been listening to the show? Did you hear when we were talking about you?
Oh, yeah. I hope it was good.
Audacious got all your business out here, Topic. But let me dig up this brother for a minute, okay? He just kind of mentioned Just a Buck. Topic and Rob D, who are phenomenal poets, have the whole scene started. It is Just the Buck Mondays. It's in downtown Dallas. And there is a whole generation of poets that these brothers have on the mic every week. It is the young people on the mic with amazing talent, and that is all behind Topic and Rob D. So let me just give his brother his props because they are doing it for spoken word.
You're too kind.
That's what I'm talking about. You just got your props given to you, I'm telling you. So you know I definitely have to have a little piece of something. You can do a whole piece if you would like. If you only want to give us an appetizer and not an entree, we will take it, but you have to do something.
I'm going to do something, but I ain't going to give you the whole thing. If you want the whole thing, you got to be at the third annual Evolution of Spoken Word.
All right.
Well put.
Yo, I heard the cool kids only use drugs to problem solve, and holidays are the bomb until you get God involved. I done seen a lot of things, bruh. Pretty girls go off to college, then come back to be strippers. I figure, in a world full of wrong, it's hella hard to get right. She been a virgin so long, she trying to keep it all tight, but then some dude come along and she let him hit right. He didn't even use a condom. AIDS still exists, right? Nah, that's just the urban myth. Only blacks got that. How the hell they get that? Same way they got crack. Grew up in the projects, welfare and carjacks, Section 8, drugs and rape, love and hate, can't escape. Man, I hate all that. Go off to college for a piece of paper, and to this day, they still hollering out, Jesus, save us. So what is we going to do? And that's it. I'm just cutting short there.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're such a tease. You're such a tease.
Ah, stop it. You're going to make me blush.
Such a tease. Toppy, tell everyone where they can find you via net.
Let's see. We got Facebook, type in Tommy Simpson. I got like 7 different names, so it changes. Got a MySpace where you can check out my music, myspace.com/topicofstl. Do I got any other music website? I don't think so. That's about it.
And you say your Facebook is what?
Tommy Simpson, TOMMYSIMPSON.
All right. That's what I am talking about. So I'm just so excited for all of you tomorrow for this third evolution. I'm telling you, I'm almost excited about the third evolution as I am about the fourth evolution. Topic, when the fourth evolution comes to Atlanta, will we see you?
Fourth evolution in Atlanta?
Yes. I'm claiming that right now.
First off, I've been trying to get to Atlanta forever. If I have to walk, hitchhike, grow wings and fly, if I gotta get there and be a turtle/snail transport, I'm getting there. I'm going to fourth evolution.
I'll take a tandem bike with you, Topic.
I'm getting there.
Hey,
it's a road trip.
When you come to Atlanta, you have to look me up. Definitely, once you grace Atlanta, GA, look me up.
Of course I will.
I will be waiting. It says, I'm telling you, everyone that is listening, internet, phone, however you're listening to the show right now, if your state touches Texas, you have to be at the third evolution of spoken word tomorrow or you will get a real talk radio fine. And my fines are very real. You don't want to get fined. So just show up.
That's real talk. Man, y'all got to be there. Show up to the third annual Evolution of Spoken Word. That's right, Capel, Texas, hosted by your girl, Kia D, my boy, Mike Green, brought to you by, that's right, Audaciously Speaking, it's going down. Your girl, Kia D, I'm telling y'all, I want to stay here all day long. Y'all know I love to talk. I could just talk all day and all night, but I got to go. I got to take care of these kids. They calling me.
Well, all right, Kia D, we do appreciate you bringing all of that energy, all of that love onto Real Talk Radio. You are welcome on Real Talk Radio at any given time. Anytime
Thank
you want
you
to come
so
back,
bad.
Definitely. And me
Thank
and you are going to stay on Audacious about this Atlanta spoken word event because it's happening.
You got it. Absolutely. Real Talk listeners, y'all get ready for us. We're coming. Texas is coming for you.
Exactly. Thank you.
I love it. Y'all take care.
I'm telling you, Kia's energy is amazing. I can only imagine at how crazy everything is definitely going to be tomorrow. I know it is going to all be unheard of. It's definitely going to be unreal. Giselle, Topic, thank you so, so much for just coming on, doing a little piece, just letting us know T. Rizzo did not forget about you. So in love. I'm telling you, all y'all have teased me today with just a few lines. I'm teased. But that's okay, because once you come to Atlanta, once the DVD of the Third Evolution, I'm telling you, I'm just going to sit and just with my mouth open and just watch, amazed, in love with all of the energy and everything that has come across today. So very quickly, I want to run back through, because I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you, not just tomorrow at the Third Evolution of Spoken Word in Texas tomorrow at 6, but I want to make sure they know how to find you as an individual. So we're going to roll right back through it really quickly, give everybody your information again. We're going to start with you, Giselle, because I'm telling you, I'm loving that St. Thomas accent. You get to go first.
God bless this. You can find me on Facebook. It's Giselle Robinson on Facebook. And soon to come, rockcitypoet.com. And I will have links to all of these wonderful poets in the area. And thank you for this show. This has been a wonderful experience. And we'll see you in Atlanta for the Fourth Evolution.
Yes, definitely. You will see me in Atlanta for the Fourth Evolution. Thank you so very much. The biggest tease that was on the air with me today, T. Rizzo, tell everybody very quickly where they can find you. Tease me today.
Really easy.
Oh.
Really easy. Facebook, Tony Rizzo. Search me, Tony Rizzo, on Facebook. The email address, morning is in the time of day, MORNING, underscore, not hyphen, underscore, ST4R at sbcglobal.net if you want to email me.
Okay. All right. And Topic, last but not least, tell everybody very quickly where they can find you again.
If you want to, get on Facebook, type in T-O-M-M-Y Simpson, Tommy Simpson. You can hit me up via email at TREA0. DASK8A@yahoo.com. I know it's crazy. Hell, get at me on MySpace. MySpace.com/topicofstl. Yeah.
Definitely. And I'm going to request that if all of you can at some point, if you will send me all of the information you just gave us over the air, if you will email it to me or send me a message on Facebook. I am on Facebook. The name is Kimberly Sherrill. I'm pretty sure I'm probably the only one that you will see with the name spelled the way it is, or definitely send me an email at realtalk@sherrillinc.com, and all of that information is online. Those of you who I can find at the moment, I've already sent your request, but if you'll send that information to me, I would definitely link it to my website, sherrillinc.com, as well as to the show page for Real Talk Radio, so that everyone can find you, because I know that the listeners that are listening via internet were on the edge of their seats just like I was, and definitely want more.
You got it.
I feel so honored.
Will do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm telling you, there's not enough time for all of the energy, all of the love. Audacious somehow or another was disconnected from us, but we definitely have much love for her and everything that she is doing. I'm telling you, I admire people who take on such enormous tasks with the purpose of helping others and definitely benefiting the Boys and Girls Club. It's something that's admirable, and I commend all of you for taking on the task and getting the courage to go on the stage and present your work, because those people who aren't poets, who don't do spoken word, who don't do music, don't understand that every piece you write is very personal. It's like you give birth, and to share that with someone else is such a humbling and scary experience that they don't really understand. And I just admire all of you for gracing the stage tomorrow at the Third Evolution of Spoken Word with your babies.
Can I give you Audacious's contact information? She is on Facebook. She is Audaciously Speaking, and she has a web page, audaciouslyspeaking.com.
Yes, she does. And I think I've already posted her web page on my show page, but if I haven't, at the end of this show, it will definitely be up for everyone to find. And also check out WeTalkRadio.com that Kia D mentioned. Definitely look up Kia D, Mike Flynn, and everyone else that has came across the air today. Again, I would just like to say thank you to all of you for coming out. Definitely send me your information and look me up. Now, don't forget me when you come to Atlanta, because I know that at some point all of you will be in ATL with me.
All right.
Boy,
and everybody is welcome back on Real Talk at any time. If you have new work you're putting out, if there's an event that you're doing that you will be performing in or hosting, you're always welcome to come back on the show and promote. I'm telling you, I'm a Southern Belle. I have nothing but love. That's it.
Well, I will be back. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right now, time, I'm telling you, is that part of the show that just always makes me cringe. It is coming to the close of Real Talk Radio. I definitely hope that everyone that has went in 300, 400 miles of Texas, that you attend the third evolution of spoken word tomorrow. It is going down at 6 p.m. The address is 1850 East Beltline Road, Cabo, Texas. The event starts at 6. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. You don't want to wait and get to the door and hear that the event has been sold out. Go ahead and get your ticket right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate, because someone said good things come to those who wait, but only that which is left by those who hustle. So don't get the sloppy seconds. Don't get what's left over. Go ahead and get your ticket right now. Get ready to be in the house tomorrow for this energy. Junie will be opening up the event. Definitely want to be in the house for every poet that will grace the stage. Giselle, Topic, Spoken for Real, T. Rizzo, Faya, everyone, just to name a few. And, of course, Audacious is being hosted by Kia D and Mike Quinn. You have to be in the building tomorrow. Like, you will want to slap yourself if you miss it. You will be with my BlackBerry playing in traffic if you miss this event. So definitely, those of you who are listening, stay tuned, because you know today I will definitely have all of the information posted on the show page so that you can find everyone that was on the air with me today. You can find them and their work, because I know you want more. What we got today was just an appetizer, and no one gets full off the appetizer. You want your entree. You want your dessert, so we're going to make sure that you get it. You're new listening to the show. Real Talk Radio airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today was a special show, full-length, jam-packed show that I couldn't have you missing. So, again, I am your host, Kay Sherrill, America's favorite Southern Belle. Look me up on Facebook, Kimberly Sherrill, MySpace, Kimberly Sherrill, Twitter, Kay Sherrill. I am on Real Talk every week. Website, SherrillInc.com, that's SHERRELLEINK.com. Don't blame me, blame my mother. She put all those letters in there for me. And I am friends with everyone that you can imagine. So just look me up, find me. So right now we're definitely going to close out the show. I just want to tell you one last time, I love you. Thank you for joining me. Join me next week, and do not miss the third evolution of spoken word tomorrow. One love.
As I stand before you for the first time, somehow my heart knew it would not be the last time. When legs spread and tears were shed, it's funny how she looks just like you, but laughs just like me. Oh, wow, if only you could see what I see. Looking back on the last time you and I shared a cry, funny, we really thought we had a lifetime. And though that's what we got, it's not quite what we thought. But what is a lifetime? Is a lifetime really forever? The end of a forever is what we fought. Sipping on tea between the sheets, oh baby, wasn't our life so sweet? Forever grateful to Master I will be for uniting you and me. And though I miss the days when our hearts were one, somehow my heart did not lie. It knew this would not be the last time. It's funny how she looks just like you.